So, Nana.
Yeah.
What was your wedding like?
Oh, it was a dream wedding. We got married at a country club, at a city club that my parents belonged to, and it was very, very elegant. And I was as nervous as I could be, and so was my husband. We were both very scared. Did we make the right decision? And it was all very frightening, but thrilling and beautiful, and my memories of it are beautiful.
I think you made the right decision.
Oh, I know I did.
How did you meet Mugs?
It was very interesting. I don't really believe in fate, but this was kind of a fateful situation. It was my first day at Children's Hospital in Chicago, working in the summer in psychology research. And it was his last day working at Children's on a rotation. And I went with my group in psychology through the cafeteria line. And as I'm going through the cafeteria line, I see a boy that I had dated and really had a crush on. Was crazy about him. He was foreign, he was European, he had an accent. I just thought he was really something. And next to him was sitting Dad and somebody else. So I saw him in the line and he waved to me and I waved to him and I almost broke a toe running to him. Introduced to Dad at that moment, and when I left, Dad said to this guy that I had a crush on, are you dating her? And he said, oh no, I'm Catholic, she's Jewish, I'm not dating her. So he said, can I have her number? He said, get it from her. So he came up after his lunch to my table and whispered in my ear, can I have your number? That's how we met.
Oh, that's cute.
It was wonderful.
Would you want to go back and relive your teenage years?
Not my teenage years, no. The happiest times for me were about age 21 to getting married and having children.
Did you have any jobs when you were a kid, like as a teenager?
No. And I think that was a big mistake on my parents' part. I was very overprotected. Very overprotected.
What was your favorite story to tell to your children?
Well, I love telling them about my dad and how he came over from Russia. Fighting out, his mother wanted to leave the pogroms. And she had no money, and at that point she had no husband. She had two children. And they came over on a boat where they were in the lower level, where people were nauseated and throwing up all the time. It was a very difficult travel to this country. And when she got to this country, she had no money whatsoever, and she had to put her two children in an orphanage in order for her to work as a housemaid. And it was very traumatic to my father. He felt that he was physically and emotionally abused. And even if you mentioned the orphanage in his 70s, he would start to cry. It was highly traumatic to him. But I think he was there 3 years, and she had earned enough money to be able to take them back. And that story really meant something to me.
What were your parents like?
Very overprotective. which was not a good idea in retrospect. Very loving, very supportive. Tried to help me in any way they possibly could, and did.
What were some funny things that happened while growing up?
That's a funny thing.
Can you sell some additional?
if this is not funny, but my brother went to a military school, and we would go for the dances and for the things, and that was exciting to me, because I would get fixed up with a guy there, so that was fun for me, and so his going away to school was a good thing for me, although I missed out on having a brother to grow up with because he was gone off 4 years of high school and then, of course, to college. But I remember those trips as being lots of fun and very exciting.
What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
How old?
Any age.
In the younger years, making mud pies with a neighboring child. I thought that was lots of fun. made lots of mud pies. And then getting older, not much older, but about 8 or so, wanting to be a teacher and playing with the same friend, and we were teachers, and handing out reports and grades, and I thought I was going to be a teacher. That was fun. And I remember ballet lessons as being fun and tap dancing as being fun. What else? Once I transferred schools, I got very involved and I was president of the class, and that really thrilled me. And I got very involved in the school and all the school's doings and activities, and I felt a real allegiance to those friends.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother.
Oh, I was thrilled out of my mind. Thrilled out of my mind. We had decided that this was a good time. We waited about a year and a half we waited 9 months, and then I got pregnant, and then, so it was a year and a half before Peter was born. And it was absolutely thrilling to have a first child. And the child comes with no instructions. So neither one of us knew what we were doing. He knew how to change a diaper, but that's about it. But the rest of it was all new for both of us. The screaming nights and all of that. And that was very, very thrilling. But the first child was a really difficult labor. It was 22 hours. And I decided I'm not sure I wanted any more children. But he brought us great joy. And so we decided that really we wanted 4 children, so.
What were some family jokes that you would be willing to share with me when you were younger?
Family jokes. One thing I met, Muxie and I.
Yeah.
Okay. Dad could never remember the names of the girls' boyfriends, so they were all Dave. So it was, how is your Dave today? How is your Dave today? And no idea who they were, so they were all Daves. Even though there was Michaels and there was Jasons and many different boys, but they were all Dave to Dad. And one other funny story. When your mother was dating a boy by the name of Jason, he wanted to be a surgeon. And they were going to a movie, and we were going to a movie. And so we said, could we meet you afterwards at Hamlet and have a snack? And your mother was very concerned about that. And she said, wait a minute. Dad always talks about penises because he's a surgeon. He's a urologic surgeon, and so he always talks about penises, and he cannot talk about penises in front of Jason. And Dad argued with her. He's going to be a doctor. He'll be talking about this. But we listened, and he didn't.
That's good. Who in your life do you think was the kindest to you, and why?
In my life?
Or out of anyone?
My parents and my husband and my children.
Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence in your life.
I think my husband has had the greatest influence in my life.
What were some of the lessons he taught you?
He inspired me to go back to school. He didn't advise me to go back to school, but because he was so academically successful, I felt like I needed to do that. And that was a great move for me because I enjoyed my career. I got a master's while the children were young. And I loved working in that field, in psychology. He was very inspirational to me because he was publishing all the time. And though I published with one person, and that was my only publication, but he inspired me to be a good professional.
What was your favorite school subject?
English.
Why?
It taught me how to read. Then I got interested in reading. I felt I understood it. A lot of the things I didn't understand. I didn't understand math. I didn't understand science. But English I understood.
Yeah. What were your favorite family traditions?
Well, we celebrated all the Jewish holidays, and they were lovely. Those that were lovely. Not all of the holidays were lovely, but and my mother had a Friday night dinner, a Sabbath dinner every Friday night, and my grandmother was there. And I thought those were very special dinners. They were very meaningful to my mother, and they became very meaningful to me.
Tell me about your marriage proposal.
Oh. Well, it wasn't romantic at all. We were studying together, and I was having a terrible time with geology. I couldn't get it. I just didn't understand it at all. And we were studying rocks. I didn't understand anything. I barely got through that course. And we were at his apartment, and he said, "When are we going to announce our engagement?" And he had proposed several times. And I said, "I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready." And he said, "You're ready." And he was right. I was ready. But I had to break a date in order to do this. Because I wanted a control group, I thought, as a psychologist. I should at least know comparisons. So I was dating somebody that I liked. And had to break the day with him and tell him I was engaged, which was an awful, awful thing to do. And I later learned that he died, like a year later.
Oh.
Yeah, of testicular cancer.
Where did you spend your honeymoon?
We spent our honeymoon in Nassau. And, that was a funny story because we didn't have any money. And we stayed at a really junky hotel. The hotel was really junky. Mattress was terrible. There was no air conditioning. There was a fan. I was a virgin. So that was all very traumatic.
Was it worth it?
Oh my God, yes.
That's so funny. You didn't have to have that.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
A teacher. Oh. I was going to be a teacher.
What lessons has working taught you?
Oh, I think it taught me responsibility and the skills of a psychologist and working with other people and accepting criticism from supervisors, and it taught me a great deal. I think I grew up a lot in that setting.
What was your favorite Jewish holiday?
Hanukkah.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Oh, yes, because as a teenager, I thought I'd never fall in love. And I thought I'd never have somebody who loved me and that I loved. And so I didn't expect to find the man of my dreams.
How much do you love Max?
I cannot measure because he is the most important person in my life. And he is my prince and my dream husband. And I cherish and adore him more than anything in the world.
Did you like going to school?
Which school?
Both of them, or any of them.
Yeah.
Which school was your favorite?
The last 2 years of high school, because that I turned around during that time. And then went my time at Northwestern, because that's when I met Dad. And those were the highlights, I think.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Oh, I took sewing lessons. I went to camp. I went to camp for a couple summers, and that was fun. What else did I do in the summer? Oh, well, we shared a house with my aunt and uncle and their family and my cousins for the summer, and that was on the lake, and that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. That was in Michigan.
What was your favorite place you've ever visited?
Europe.
Why?
It was very exotic. There was a lot of history. There was a lot of Jewish history that we looked into that was important to us. In Budapest and Prague and Vienna and Germany. And I loved our European trips very much.
What was your favorite memory from there?
Oh, I'll give you a funny memory. We were in
Florence?
Not Florence, in where they had the floods.
Venice.
And we were in San Marco Piazza, which is a gorgeous...
Flooded.
Now it's flooded today, but it was absolutely beautiful then. And we were going into a restaurant, and I looked around, and everybody was kissing and embracing outside the restaurant. And I definitely wanted to do the same thing. So, so I dropped my purse at my feet and grabbed Dad to give him a hug. And he said, "What the hell are you doing? You dropped your purse."
Because we were told about
it. We should watch out for that. But he ruined the romantic moment. And then we get into the restaurant, and everybody is embracing. Older people, much older than we were
yeah.
embracing.
Yeah.
Then.
You're still young.
Yeah.
Still young on the
inside. Yeah, right.
What was your favorite memory as a kid? This is the last question.
Okay. It was when my brother had his boyfriends from Northwestern come over and slept overnight. And one of the boys played the piano, and that was very exciting. He wrote songs, and I was a part of that. And then I started dating one of his friends, and so that was very exciting to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did not know you were so